This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. And I'd like to welcome you back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation. If you have to head up to the website, you can hop on the chat room there. You have a live chat room going on. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take a poll that we have up there. There's a whole boatload of things that you can do up there. Did they give you that? Yeah, they did. Good. I didn't do that. Anyway, you could also click on Patreon. It's a way to help you support the show, a way to help you support me and get the message out there. Let's just jump in. I've got so much I want to get through in this hour. And, you know, I was going to start off with what Michael Bloomberg, and not that anybody really cares, but this is freaky, how Michael Bloomberg sees the 2020 election going. So, but we'll deal with that in a minute, because somebody has sent me a link to a bill being introduced that basically would make it legal to harass white folks. There's no other way to put it. We can boil it down any way you want. You know, we should start doing what the left does. So every time they twist and manipulate and turn a bill to make it sound like something it isn't, you know, like the new Affordable Care Act, which won't be so affordable, and, you know, 24 million Americans will lose insurance. Yeah, okay, whatever. Now, Senate Resolution Number 118, a resolution condemning hate crimes and any other form of racism, religious or ethnic bias, discrimination, incitement to violence, or animus targeting a minority. Right? So they want to condemn. Now, this has been put forth by Senator Kamala Harris, who may not be there much longer if she gets indicted in California. We're really good at that out here. That's how they keep losing their two-thirds control of the state Senate and the state House, is they keep getting indicted out of office. It's wonderful. Saves us so much money. The again, the bill has been put forth by Rubio and by Senator Harris. It's been introduced. It looks like it's, according to the tracker, the Senate tracker, it looks like it's passed the Senate. Got a long way to go. Yeah, it's passed Senate without amendment, it says. Now, the summary of the bill is that it condemns hate crime and any other form of racism, religious or ethnic bias, discrimination, incitement of violence, or animus targeting a minority in the United States. It affirms that the United States stands united in condemning hate and evil in all forms. It rejects hate-motivated crime as an attack on the fabric of society and ideas of pluralism and respect. Now, here's the thing I want to make sure we're clear of. It's a resolution, not a law. On the school board I'm on, we pass resolutions all the time. It simply states that we have a viewpoint of something. It has absolutely no teeth. However, have we seen in other cities, these resolutions first get passed against, you know, hate crimes, then they become local ordinances, then they become state laws. You need to watch this. You need to watch things like this. It goes on to say it calls on the federal law enforcement officials working with state and local officials to expeditiously investigate all credible reports of hate crimes and incidents and threats against minorities and bring the perpetrators to justice. So what is the threat against a minority? No, seriously. Somebody shows up at my door or, you know, I catch them doing something around my house. I find out they're illegal. I threaten to call the feds. Is that a hate crime? No, sir. If I threaten to turn them in for something, is that a hate crime? Calls on the executive branch to continue to offer federal assistance that may be available for victims of hate crimes and carry out safety. Look, the crime isn't based on whether you're here illegally or not. If somebody gets pounded on, if assault and battery against somebody who's here illegally, it's still assault and battery. We don't have two sets of laws that say it's assault and battery against an American citizen, assault and battery against an illegal alien. It doesn't work that way. Now, some of you say, well, the illegal aliens would be less likely to come forward to talk about it. Sure, that's the problem with living with the shadows. That's the problem in breaking the law to begin with. How about you don't see, you don't get sympathy from me because my family came here the right way. Many of the people that I know came here from Italy, they came here the right way. They found sponsors. They had money to take care of themselves. This is not the welfare country. If you can get out of your country, get here, we'll put you on welfare. It should not be that way. Funny how you libs on the left, we are the caretakers of the world once you get here, but we can't help anybody anywhere else. We can't be the police. You'll hear them. We can't be the police of the world, but if you come here, we can wipe your butt for you and pay you for us to do it. It's lunacy. It is total lunacy. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Michael Bloomberg. He predicts that Donald Trump. Donald? Who's Donald? He predicts that Donald Trump is going to win the election in 2020. You know what? I do, too. I don't see the Dems being able to move fast enough, change fast enough, change their mindset fast enough. We'll play that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Love having you with me. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me finish up the story, and then we'll go to the phones. The Michael Bloomberg, as I said, he's predicting that Trump is going to win in 2020, and so am I. I think that if the Democrats keep doing what they're doing now, if they keep up their strategy, they're going to lose again. If they have no strategy, they have no plan. Now, this is about a 2-minute clip, or just under, of Michael Bloomberg in an interview on CNN, where he's talking about what's going on, the political climate, and what have you. So take a listen. That'd be perfect. If these things worked right the first time, I just don't know what I would do with myself. Right? God. Oh, let's see. Okay, Michael, can we How'd that commercial go? Can we hear you now?
Where do you see Democrats now? I mean, I think you gave...
They're being pulled to the left. You saw Hillary being pulled to the left.
Do they have a message, actually, for 2020?
Well, I don't know. I've thought that Hillary never really... I think she would have been a decent president. I said when I talked to the DNC that I had many disagreements with her.
She couldn't connect. Can anybody admit she just couldn't connect with human beings?
And I'm not here to endorse her. Let me just say I didn't vote for Donald Trump, who's a very nice guy, but I didn't think is the right person to be president of the United States for a variety of reasons, which I talked about then. But Hillary never got a real message out. And Donald...
She didn't have a message. Come on. Again, black and white would be nice. Maybe we'll rename the show to Black and White with Joe Messina.
Well, Trump, I always thought one of the reasons...
He never got a real message beyond don't vote for that guy.
It was don't vote for that guy and the gender issue. Whereas Donald had a saying, make America great again. I don't know what again means, but America, that's patriotic and great. That's a good word. And I thought it's not quite that simple, but we do live in a world of 100.
It is that simple. Think about Trump campaigning. He was wiping the floor with the 15 other people with 2 and 3 and 4 word comments. Right? Coming back to, we'll put up the wall. We'll build the wall. We'll, you know, send the thugs back. I mean, these weren't deep, you know, we're going to make the military. My joke during that whole thing was when he talked about the military. Ted Cruz says, well, you know, we're going to have to look at the budget. We're going to have to move things around. We're going to have to make sure we allocate enough funds to be able to. It's like, oh, God, I want to melt. And then Trump gets up and goes, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make our military the biggest, the strongest, the most beautiful. People are going to be afraid of our military. We're going to go back to the strength and the power that we should be at. Oh, my God. That sends chills down your spine. You go, we're going to be strong again? Our military men are going to get the money they need to make it happen? How can you argue with that? Cruz put you to sleep. He made you feel good about being an American.
40 characters. And slogans matter. And it just, you don't think that that's what your decision's based on, but it predisposes you to really want to do something. And I never understood, given most of the media is Democratic, why Hillary couldn't find somebody to give her a good tagline. That's what she should have done, I always thought.
I think recently you gave the chance that Donald Trump would be, that President Trump would be reelected 55%.
Yeah, sure, because,
do you think
you're
still about that?
Well, the incumbent always has an advantage. It depends what the world is like in 3.5 years. If the economy is good, he had roughly 50% of the public vote, a little less, but in the right place. So he got elected because of the Electoral College, but he had roughly half the people wanted him to.
He's right. Listen here. Wasn't as close as, I mean, it was closer than most people on the left want to believe.
Be president. And if it turns out that he's okay, some of the half that voted against him because they thought he'd be a disaster probably wouldn't think that anymore. So that would help him. Incumbents always have an advantage. And the Democratic Party is going to be torn apart by the left and the centralists. Now,
he's so right. Look, as long as the Dems keep fighting about how far left they should go, and they're being torn apart from within like we were and still are to a degree, he's so right. If people are working, if the numbers are up and there's less heartache and there's less misery, he'll get reelected. And he won't even have to, he won't even need our help. Because our Republican, you know what? Our Republican leaders need to be replaced. Let's go to the phone. We've got Richard out of Texas wants to talk about vaccine. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going? I appreciate you taking my call. Can you hear me pretty good?
I do. I hear you well, Richard. Thank you.
Yeah, I only take a minute because I'm delivering pizzas, but I've been making it a point to call as many shows as I can at night while I'm delivering. And I'm going to hit some of these daytime shows, too, because I got my nieces and nephews here, and I had a niece who literally had to be wrestled down and restrained so they could force that needle in her arm, and she did everything she could in her poor little power. She's only 11, and them adults still stuck that deadly needle in her arm. So I've come to the conclusion, all those who are educated on these vaccine poisons, toxins, whatever you want to call them, I call it civilization-ending program, but I think we ought to start what's called a waiver drive. It's like you can have cookie drives every year. We need a waiver drive to show the people that we don't need to be intimidated by these people. We need to get those waivers, and in whatever state that is legal, and even if it's not legal in certain states, send them to your friends and relatives in other states, and we need to take them to our churches. We need people, even though we know the 501c3 still basically runs our pulpits, we need the elders in the church who have some courage, who claim they have the Lord in them, to grab the microphone on these Sundays and start enlightening these people in their churches about the dangers of vaccines. Because if you go to YouTube, it's literally hundreds of educational tools on the deadly products in vaccines, and we got whistleblowers up to you-know-what. So there's Richard, no reason why these people should still be forcing our kids to be vaccinated.
Richard, we've done several shows on vaccine. I'm glad you called in. I really am. I mean that sincerely. And you're right. People need to read. They need to understand. They need to get educated. People rely way too much on people that they think are more educated than they are doctors. And these are your children. God's entrusted you with these children. You need to get off your butt, do the homework. And, yeah, I mean, if in California, your kids can't go to school unless they've been vaccinated. Other states allow you to do a waiver. And you know what, Richard, I'm gonna let you go, but you keep up the good work, man. If you believe in this, you're obviously thinking it through, and you keep making those phone calls, brother.
Yeah, can I say one more thing? Now, the point is to get people to physically go to the school districts and physically get those waivers and physically duplicate them and physically pass them out. I want that point to be made. Just saturate your community with these waivers. I don't want that point to be missed. We got to
I agree. You got to do something. You got to go. You got to get engaged, and you got to do something. I agree with you.
Okay.
All right, Richard, be safe. All right. Yep. You know, he's not an anomaly. There's a lot of people who believe that way. There's a lot of people who believe that these vaccines aren't all they're cracked up to be. And, again, go back and get some of the shows we've done on vaccination. We've even got a link to an anti-vaccine site. Anyway, get informed. That's really what it's about. Get informed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Alice Cooper. I love, you know what? I loved Alice Cooper. Really, seriously, it was one of my favorite music in high school. And I had a weird sense of music. Alice Cooper was among my favorites, and so was Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, you couldn't get three more different types of music. Country was not high on my list. Unless you were talking Charlie Daniels. I like Charlie Daniels. And who's the other guy? Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's about as close to country as I got. Okay, now you got my music stuff down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Hey, guys, in the Facebook feed or wherever else you're listening from, thank you for being with me. I really do appreciate it. I may not know you, but I do appreciate it. I know it takes time out of your life to listen. I know it takes time out of your day to listen. And some of you are commenting, so I appreciate that as well. But, again, thank you so much for listening and being part of the show. I really do appreciate it. At least I don't feel like I'm sitting here talking to myself. Yeah, that's always nice. So I've talked several times about a boot for my Canadian friends. I've talked several times about and again, it's some people will start off right away saying, well, there goes the hater again. No. And I was going to save this tonight for our friend Xander Gibb, who is an openly gay talk show host, and he and I discuss this all the time, and you know he's got his viewpoint, if you would, is changing on these kind of things and have been over the last few years. And I asked him early on. I said, "What scares me about all of this is the line that the gay and lesbian movement used to get to same-sex marriage." Right? You can't tell me who to love. You can't regulate who we can love. Well, who is going to end up being how many? Right? I mean, think about it. And eventually what? You're exactly right. Because at some point in time, this is what I say, we've allowed them to appropriate these words. Are three people, as we've already had happen in Massachusetts, Can they call it marriage? What is marriage anymore? Why don't they call it a union, an agreement, a contract? But we, us conservatives, I know some of you aren't going to like it, we've let them get away with it. We've raised wishy-washy kids. We've allowed our grandchildren and our nieces and nephews to become wishy-washy with this stuff. We've not fought back on whether it's... Now, I'm not telling you to go on social media and tear up everybody who doesn't agree with you. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about getting out to the school boards, state legislatures. Make sure the right people get elected. The way you make sure they get elected is you get off your butt during election season. You walk precincts, you make phone calls, and that kind of stuff. So in 2016, same-sex marriage was legalized in Colombia. 1 year later, the courts have now recognized polyamorous families, at least of three. No slippery slope, right? Not a big deal. As reported by the Daily Mail, actor Victor Hugo Prada and his two partners, sports instructor, I guess you can't just love one, sports instructor John Alejandro Rodriguez and journalist Manuel Jose Bermudez have signed legal papers with a solicitor in the city of Medellin, establishing them as a family unit with inherited rights. We wanted to validate our household, our rights, because we had no solid legal basis establishing us as a family, said one of the men. He did a video, they published it up on Monday. Here in the States, the Associated Press notes that more courts are allowing three parents of one child. Yes, thank you. And there's another one coming. I can feel it way deep down inside. Here in the States, the Associated Press notes that more courts are allowing three parents of one child. An example would be when a lesbian couple has a child with the help of another man. All three become part of the family. I'm glad you find that amusing. Going to end up all over the mic next time. And there is no slippery slope, right? I mean, all this stuff makes sense to all of you, right? When then-candidate Barack Obama ran for president in 2008, he knew that he could not reveal... Well, there was no way... I don't believe that Mr. Obama evolved towards homosexual marriage. I really don't. I don't believe he ever evolved because there are too many stories, too many pictures, too many things that went on in his college days that point to the fact, not that he I'm not going to say he was directly involved in that kind of thing, but I'm saying he was openly okay with it all. And I think that they sent Uncle Joe Biden out to test the waters. Now, I believe that Barack Obama knew enough at the time he ran at the time he ran not to openly talk because maybe the country wasn't ready for it. Maybe the country wasn't even ready for the discussion. I don't know. I'm not the expert in these areas. Now, this was according to David Axelrod, who was very involved in this campaign and very involved in the party. Now, he clearly declared in the beginning that marriage was between a man and a woman, period. And that this was his Christian conviction, but apparently... I don't know, a couple of years later, he decided that he was either no longer a Christian or no longer had a conviction or was confused about the whole thing. I don't know. Now, today, a Republican congressman is shot in cold blood. Liberal news commentator suggests that we can't forget his record at a time like this. Now, the fact that a man was shot, was almost killed, that was warranted based on his voting record, right? Let's not vote him out. He would keep forgetting... is that we're a representative government. People voted him in because he wants him in. And just because you don't like it doesn't mean bodily harm deserves to be done to that person. It's wrong. Anyway, it wasn't that long ago that Human Rights Campaign felt that they needed to remove transgender from its campaign to pass ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. They in New York City, you can be fined up to $250,000 for failing to accept the stated identity of a trans employee. Canada just passed a bill that you could go to jail over if you don't call them by the pronouns, the gender pronouns that they want. Which, again, without religious exemption, is a problem for me. As the National Post explains, in other words, failure to use the person's pronoun of choice, these or they, or any of a multitude of other potential non-words, will land you in hot water with the commission. Right? You've got to correct it, apologize for it, or maybe go to a camp that could recommission your brain. And how long before they get to the religious people? And if they do that, it's your fault. Stop voting in people that are 180 degrees from your belief system. See, I fully believe that when it comes to, look, there, we have religious zealot nuts, just like every group has them. But the majority of us, like me, right, if you err on the side of putting a conservative Christian on a school board, a water board, or a city council, we're more inclined to cut you some slack. Not to want to clamp down on you and cut out all of all your religious beliefs or any other belief you have. We're not sending gays and lesbians to re-education camps like I've done stories here what some liberals want to do to God-believing people. I mean, I could have a field day for a whole hour on the idiocy of the way the left thinks about this kind of thing, where it's not equality, it's control that they want. In recent years, the media has pushed polygamy or polyamory or even consensual adult incest. Right? They did a thing on the at a couple of college campuses, and they were asking about people's, you know, sexual affairs, so to speak. Should a sister be allowed to marry her brother? Right? Should dads and daughters be allowed to marry or date or whatever? Right? I mean, these kids were okay with this. These young people, the millennials especially, were okay with this. But you've created this. You and I have allowed this. We've created this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. I am not done with this. So if it's making you sick, you may have to switch over to Sesame Street station. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Listen to the real site. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I so much get a kick out of this. Anyway. Now, I keep telling you that there are groups out there coming at us, and we just saw it happen twice. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation again. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you so much for being supportive. You know, some of you have been sending out notes talking about thanking me for keeping you informed. I do appreciate that. Hey, we do our best. You know, some of the stuff's hard to keep up with. Some of you guys, you know, you catch me sometimes during the breaks. You send me stories. And, yeah, that's pretty bad. Anyway, let me just move on. I mean, this stuff really irritates me to no end. But I just got to deal with it for what it is. They're not going to stop. They're not going to give up. They really believe they can shut down conservatives. They believe they can make us stop talking. But you know what? Facebook's not the only game in town. That's why radio is so important. That's why it's so important that you support regular radio. Because eventually, even the podcast that you guys are listening to, the podcast that you enjoy, the podcast that you like, don't think at some point in time they're not going to step on those as well. They're not going to push those off the air in some way, shape, manner, or form. They'll find a way to shut them down. Now, they already can to a degree. They already do to a degree. We have people that we know that are having issues with YouTube. You think YouTube would leave it open? You know, I'd go full bore with Ustream. Great product. Great way to get your message across. But it's very, very, very hard to do. Because them and Facebook don't get along. So it makes it tough. Okay, so where was I? Oh, the three men. So the three men getting married in Colombia. And the person talking about this brings it up as a slippery slope as he's talking to a group of young people. And he was asked to give a speech or talk to the subject of God and sex and addressing the principles, biblical standards, of sexual purity, destructive or constructive, helpful or harmful, binding or liberal, policies in a lecture. And when he went through to talk to them, these are young people, these are the millennials we keep talking about. He said he asked them a question, if they believe that the concepts of love is love, and I have a right to marry anybody I want to. They all said yes. He said no matter how far he went, they kept saying yes. Three people, four people, two adult brothers, they said yes. Should the government be allowed or obligated to recognize these relationships? Again, the group said yes. And he went on to say, well, I guess that there is a slippery slope, but it's not wrong. And they agreed. And this is a group of young people that parents have brought up believing that it's all okay. Everything is fine. There's nothing to worry about. That whatever you feel like, whatever you feel good about, whatever you think you should be able to do, you should be able to do, and nobody should get in your way. Oh, my parents taught me. They taught me don't let anything get in your way of succeeding. That you can do anything you set your mind to. That didn't mean break the law. It didn't mean do things that married to three other people. Marry my oldest brother. At what point? I mean, this thing that love is love is love, and it trumps everything, is not true. It's perverted. It doesn't trump everything. Not by any stretch. Come on, really? Not by any stretch of the imagination. I give up. Anyway, we'll switch gears a little bit. We'll hit some of these other stories really quick if we can. MSNBC reporter, President Trump with a suicide bomber. That's right. After weeks of speculation about possible taped conversations between President Trump and former FBI Director James Comey, the wait is over. There are no tapes, or at least that's what the president is saying, right? And I agree. We talked about this earlier. Trump said that there are no tapes despite a tweet he sent after he fired Mr. Comey. I think that was the Senate shiver. That was to get people kind of nervous, right? And MSNBC's Elise Jordan, she's an analysis. She's an analyst. And she went on to say that she equated Trump to a suicide bomber while speaking to host Craig Melvin. She went on to say, it's a sad day when you can't depend on the president's word. My advice would just be to Republicans who do cozy up with him. It's just like hugging a suicide bomber. He blows you up, in the process with him. Right. Because this lady didn't. I mean, think of who... Well, let's let her tell you in her own words what she's accomplished. What do you think?
So you want me to sing my praises? Is that what you're saying? Why should I? Well, I'm a master legislator. I am a strategic, politically astute leader. I am leadership is recognized by many around the country, and those who are unable to attract the support that I do, which is essential to our lucky, sad to say.
You know, she's doing stand-up now in some of the local comedy clubs. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi explaining everything that she did was so wonderful. And the Dems are cozying up to her. She's a whack. Think about some of the stuff she said. She's a whack. But nothing here, right? Called him a suicide bomber. Nothing here. And I hate that term, by the way. I think I really don't think they should call it suicide bomber. I really think that they're murderers. Period. Shouldn't suicide means they're you know they're having issues. They go out, they kill themselves. They're not killing themselves. They're taking a boatload of other people with them. Don't give them that term. That term has a overall view of being, you know, you having sympathy. They have no sympathy for those animals. Absolutely none. Let's hear what Elise had to say.
40.
Come on. Really?
For a moment, you might remember that the President of the United States tweeted a while back, quote, James Comey, better hope there are no tapes. And then the President, just a few minutes ago, hit us with two more tweets. With all the recently reported electronic surveillance intercepts, unmasking, and illegal leaking of information, I have no idea whether there are tapes or recordings of my conversations with James Comey, but I did not make and do not have any such recordings. Earlier in the broadcast, I said bluff. I said the president was bluffing. I may have been perhaps too fair. It would seem as if the president may have been lying all along about the existence of these tapes.
No, he's just wasting.
I love this. He was bluff. No, he was lying. Did they you ever hear him call Hillary a liar? Ever? When she was ducking bullets, remember that? When she landed with the plane, she was ducking bullets. Nobody called her a liar. And that was an obvious lie. And she's had so many of them. And then President Clinton, they ever call him a liar? Right? All of a sudden, after all the games that he played, did they ever call him a liar?
No.
The lies that we've caught Holder and others in, then we call them a liar. No, just the Republican president. Because they're so into equality.
Wasted the country's collective time speculating over whether these tapes existed or not. It's a sad day when you cannot depend on the president's word. And
you know what? I totally agree with Elise Jordan, because I had many a sad day under President Obama when he told me I could keep my doctor and I couldn't. And he told me I could keep my plane and I couldn't. You know, and then he told me that wasn't what he said to begin with. You know, really, really. What a mess. What a just a pathetic group of people that really think that we're buying this now. And they've been going down the same line. Remember, I've done these shows before where I've said they go down this road of Republicans hate women, Republicans hate kids, Republicans want dirty water, and it doesn't work for them. Never has. Well, it did early on. But it's never really worked for them, but they're still there, which shows you how whack they really are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Hey, have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. Don't make me come get you. God bless.